of 20 summit takes place in Osaka at the end of the week. And Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe says he'll be looking for consensus on trade and other troublesome issues when he chairs the event. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has a report.
Speaking at the end of Japan's current parliamentary session, Abe stressed the importance of global leaders overcoming their differences and joining hands in tackling difficult issues to send a strong message to the rest of the world. He said he hopes to lead the summit by patiently finding common ground in order to achieve concrete results, rather than stressing or focusing on differences of opinion. Abe also expressed hope that the US and China will resolve their trade dispute when their leaders meet during and on the sidelines of the summit on Friday and Saturday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The battle of insults between the United States and Iran continues, while each side insists it wants to avoid armed conflict. U.S. President Donald Trump on Fox Business News today said he does not want war, but, quote, we're in a very strong position if something should happen. He warned a conflict with the Islamic Republic wouldn't last very long and said he was not talking boots on the ground. Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei calls the U.S. the world's most vicious regime and a source of wars, conflict, and plunder. In Brussels, meanwhile, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says he expects the new acting U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper to ask America's allies to help convince Iran to negotiate.
It is extremely important, a clear message from the United States that they are ready to sit down with Iran and talk to try to reduce tensions because we need to avoid escalation.
For more news, you can always go online to voanews.com. There is also a VOA News mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. Two American soldiers have been killed in a Taliban ambush in Afghanistan, bringing to 9 the number of U.S. fatalities there this year. The killings come a day after U.S. Secretary of State